Hello, hello. It's Timelines with Q. Thank you so much. Hey, call in so I can have a show. Assuming I can utilize this machine. Is my mic on? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Bueller? Anyone? Bueller? Okay, so I started off the show regarding forthepeople.space. You got some new videos up there. Really, I'd like to show you how timelines work in those examples. Thank you so much, BBS Radio, for helping me. And I can hear you fine too. I mean, read you fine. Yeah, so you're starting to see all lines, whether you go to the Corbett Report or you go to, you know, Dick Allgaier's work, futureforecastinggroup.com. These are talented people. How we're getting more light. Our DNA is starting to understand things, and we're going to get a lot of knowledge. And that knowledge is, that was almost a Christopher Walken, wasn't it? Get more knowledge. No, that wasn't Christopher. A little off my game today, but we're okay. And you're seeing world leaders, and we've done a really good job with global education in politics, because we have conscious computers, not quantum computers. Please be careful with that. Your collective consciousness, there's not one word you say now, not one thought you have that cannot be bounced back into a computer now. So remember that. That's what timelines is about. So if we know everything, then we should be able to arrest everybody. We should be able to control timelines, what we want to do. How do we navigate a galaxy, a universe? And so that's, you're starting to see that formate into solutions. And that's why you're seeing not only executive orders, but a lot of these stories starting to die off, because the dark entities, they're starting to realize their game's not working anymore. Obviously, your governments have created hierarchical systems so you can't make a decision. It is a timeline we don't prefer. We assume you can't get to formal decision-making process because you have a Senate in the United States of America. You even have Paul Hellyer, Department of Defense. I'm going to say it over and over again, as broken record as I am. You have Paul Hellyer, Defense Prime Minister for Canada, saying there's aliens running your country and we need to do something about it. And everybody just goes back to watching the hockey game. They created a system to live within bodies so that you would have to participate with them. But that's not the real war. The real war is within you and understanding how we're going to make decisions going forward and be happy and create the loving place we want. So I'm so unpopular, BBS Radio, I don't have any calls today on timelines. Did I get everybody? I always have to check to see if this thing works, because, man, there's a lot of days these communications do not work for me. So we can actually see that I come down to this dimension every Saturday, and then I leave this dimension is a true story. I don't play in this arena or politics because I don't prefer it. And then Saturday is a good day. I get to play with it. I love playing with it. Love playing with you guys. You have so much fun doing it. Is there a way to utilize our natural knowledge instantly in timelines that we're stuck in? How do we get out of a timeline we don't prefer is maybe one idea. And the way I suggest, when you're in a timeline you don't prefer, based on a choice you have navigated that looked good to you and turned out poor, is just stop. It's really healthy to just sit still. And certainly there's PRQ team members that go, all right, this is a dead end. What if I do nothing is still a decision. And I can see so many other opportunities. Hey, I do have some calls. Let's take a crazy call from crazy people. And however this person is awake right now, I have no idea. But I love this person so much. And the mermaid loves this person so much. And I am blessed to have this call. I'm stopping everything I'm doing for this person right now. Saskia from Germany on line two. If we were all to stop thinking, what would actually happen? Did you set your alarm clock for this one?
Hey, Captain. My dearest Captain, my love to you. How are you? No, it's just 8 p.m. here. It's all fine. I'm still awake.
Right on. What are we up to, Saskia?
What are we up to? Listening to you and connecting with you all day long. I would love to do this all day long with you. How are you, Captain? How are you? Can you hear me? I can't hear you. Oh, there you are.
I told you you're popular.
Yeah. So, Captain,
do you think the people.space, the new updates, are help to people? Is it too much for them to stomach?
Disinformation is awesome, but for some, yes, it may be a little bit strong, but I feel as consciousness awareness is growing and light is growing in everybody, it's okay. It's really good information, and this information helps to grow even more light within us. So yeah, I love for the people that space. And whenever we talk, I talk to others and I ask them about, have you read the post? Yes, I did. Excellent. Great. Okay. So yeah, it's awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. What do you want to play with today? You can talk the whole hour if you like.
Okay. Let's do that. Okay, now I don't know if you remember, but we talked about this some years ago, and I asked you, what would happen, actually, if we all stop thinking for a minute, all of us? Can you draw us a picture? What would actually happen? Would we just leave right now? Where would we go? Would we just wake up in another universe, in another body? What would happen? Q, can you let us know?
Thank you. So you're an instant time traveler if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. You can instantly. What are you doing when you dream?
I travel.
You're not using your brain.
I'm not using what? My brain, no.
So you're not using your brain when you go to sleep dreaming, are you?
No, I'm not using it. Right.
No. So where are you going?
So
wherever you want.
Okay. But now for the collective.
Yeah, I know.
But the question would be what can we do, Q, as we are here, to really get all of us into that moment that we would stop for a minute to think? Is this possible to do this somehow and just in coincidence or whatever? Is there anything you can do?
Remember the talk show host that I used to work with you?
Yes, of course.
So how can you ask him the same question? Can you stop thinking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you stop thinking?
Can you, Yeah. So what about in Germany in general? There's a lot of heavy thinkers there, isn't there?
Yes. Yes, there are. Right.
They're gonna psychoanalyze everything if they can, huh?
Yes, they will. So that's the thing. Yeah, how could we stop that? Is there something we could do actually to hit a bottom, or I don't know, but just stop thinking, or let all of us just stop thinking for a minute? Would that place actually stop existing where we were? What would happen then right there? Would it just disappear as we are creating these realities and illusions, and we are even creating ascension? Whatever we do, we create constantly, instantly. But if we just would stop thinking altogether, would this illusion, reality, whatever that is, just collapse, stop existing?
Correct.
Okay.
Has this process been the reason that it doesn't always work is because and this has happened here. What if we could tell a joke and everyone laughed for 5 minutes? You could do it that way too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's a ton of ways to do it. It's a really, really important question for me, because if we would understand that everything is so unlimited in this type of universe, then our horsepower is really just picking which color we want to paint with today and navigate. We're really so quick with our decisions. It seems like we're not, but we're actually so strong in our decisions, which is creating the universe, as you know, as we create it. Instantaneously, that how do you work with it? It might be the first teachings of our 3-year-olds, 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds. How do I teach my children that every decision they make is simultaneous to observing it? Mm-hmm. And then it manifests instantly is where I would suggest we start with our children. Is day one, that is a decision you made. How come you made that decision? Where did that decision come from? I feel you have it right in regards to not doing anything and asking people how. Now, are you going to go door to door? Stop thinking. It's going to be a while for you to get to everybody, it looks like.
Yeah, right.
So I opt for radio. If you want to go door to door, that'd be my suggestion. Just keep knocking on doors.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are you doing any radio anymore?
Again, please repeat again.
Are you doing radio anymore?
Radio with whom?
Okay, that answers my question. Okay.
I'm doing the one-on-ones, yes. I'm having one-on-ones.
How do people get a hold of you?
Yeah. How do they get a hold of me? Well, I have a Telegram channel. I have a website. I'm on Column 17 channel on Telegram, so there's information. I'm every week we're doing a spirit connection where I just explain to those who are interested how I go actually within. What does it mean to go within? Just how we stop thinking, how we are going to apply this during our day as we are moms, have kids, or have to go to work, or whoever is here doing their jobs already and still doing their life. How can I apply it to go within and stay neutral and not react anymore to whatever's outside of me? So that's what I try to, or I'm explaining how I learned it. And that's it. what does it mean to go within and to stay there? I'm still here.
Every time.
Here. Yeah.
How do people get hold of you?
How people come to me? Is this what you ask? Oh, how they find me?
Yes, you're here. You're here for a reason, dear one. How do we get a hold of you if we want to work with you?
They can find me on my website. They can find me through the Telegram channel column 17. I have a website where they can, the information is on BBS Radio too. I subscribe there. So they can find me through my website too.
Say the web page out loud. Say the actual complete web page name.
Okay. S-A-S-K-I-A, Saskia. V-O-I-G-T. LAENDER.com.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Oh, that feels much better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're gonna get some customers now, aren't you?
Well, I actually many are already here and have reached out for me. I never expected something like that, but as long as we can assist and help, and it's just beautiful. I would love to thank all of you out there who reached out, and for all your love and your support, and really the beautiful hearts and lights out there who really want to work on that and really go forward and grow their life with it. And thank you so much. My deepest love to all of you.
My great love to you. The mermaid says hello, and her love to you.
I'm okay.
Thank you so much for making my day.
You made my day too, Q. I'm still waiting for the call. For that call, you know what I'm talking about.
We're working hard.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for all of
Thank you.
For whatever you do, everything for you and love. Thank you.
You will.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the call. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough person to talk to on the radio for me. That's a light being right there. And she has amazing powers and amazing skills. And as you can see, when we connect as light beings, we get a lot of attention on ourselves here. The phone cuts out, and now the bad guys have a target. Well, that's good news for me. In many cases, we lose so many telecommunication opportunities. Well, the bad guys get to see who my buddies are. I lose friends, unfortunately. Misa Johnson is my greatest opportunity to explain that. I want to talk to Ron A every day, but you know, we get hammered on these phone lines because we're figuratively and literally dropping down to another frequency band or timelines using these machines. And so they'll target us. And so there's so many people I want to hang out with every day and all day, but till we catch them all. And so we like being bait in some cases. Not this week. I didn't like being bait, but it's pretty cool to see that you guys are not stopping, and I like it. I want to know about this. Justine from Nevada on line 5. Russell J. Gould. Justine from Nevada on line 5. What do you have here? What's Russell got to say?
Hi, Q. Hi, Mermaid. it's actually Christine.
I can't wait. Nail BBS again. I love that.
So about Russell J. Gould, his story about how he captured the Title IV flag and something about going into bankruptcy. Therefore, after 1999, all the presidents was pretty much illegitimate. So I was hoping you can help me understand or shed some light that timeline versus there is a president, everybody believing that there's a current president. At some point, do these timelines meet where everybody understands that there is no president?
Yeah, okay.
Are you familiar with that story?
Yeah, is this the, do you know the order number, or do you want me to recite it to you?
Please.
04-C-108-C, yeah. So complaint, I think the Oneida Indian Nation of New York was probably the most successful, that case file, case law, or Steel Company. Hi, I'm back.
Hi. I guess they didn't want us to hear that.
Welcome to the club. You're getting cut off too. Okay, so when... how do you know there's all of this stuff is actually going on these timelines? Just because you saw it on the news, do you feel there's actually a Donald Trump?
Do I feel? Well,
yeah. Is there such a person as Donald Trump as an example? How would you know? Now it's a rhetorical question. I'm saying if these machines could your future on timelines, I got you rigged, don't I? And if I have technology to cut and paste time and I can just steer you down the cattle trough, well, how would you know the difference if you're relying on machines to educate? If I don't come on these machines, how would you know I existed? So if I put you up in the woods in a cabin. Yeah, so if I put you up in the woods in a cabin with, and you're perfectly happy, you have food, you have a great partnership, you're able to sustain life, homesteading possibly, just an idea, everyone. And you turn these machines off, what would you believe in? What would you know versus what you believe in? Can I make timelines for you is my question.
Can you make timelines for me?
You or me.
Or do we make our own timelines in our head?
There you go.
But there's still, like, you know, whatever, what's going on in the world, like what the world is aware of.
I mean, yeah, so
different.
Yeah, so you're at the beginning of artificial intelligence from yourself and from these computers starting to compete. So you're getting so savvy at being super, super psionic, psychic, whatever words you like. You're able to absorb so much information from outside of yourself that you could call every piece of information you observed AI because you're a recorder. Now, as a light being, you don't record or remember anything. You just go out. You don't have memory. That's what I'm doing my best to take on with this show, and that's why I put it on. Let's just talk it out. Why do I remember everything? And then my ego wants me to do this or that and this and that and this, and I better go do that. And by the way, I'm late. That's my question. Why do we keep doing it? So I'm reacting to the caller list right now is a time. I'm reacting to you right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually engaging with you and very from my last word and your last word is what I'm observing here versus outside of here is everyone is listening to us and getting something out of it, we assume, but they don't forget it. They keep remembering it, don't they?
Yes.
It's a great call, and it's exactly why I created the show, is so I could understand how you see information material and why we keep remembering everything. Any other questions?
Well, it's because, you know, trying to navigate, like, say, for example, when we're doing legal documents, just say, for example, for homesteading, if the people who know about the Russell J. Gould story and you're trying to properly write the contract in quantum grammar versus not doing it that way, you know, how do you go out of that birth certificate system if people don't know about that story?
So that is going to come clean here. That will come clean. And one of the tools we're going to use, unfortunately, is money. So one of the big stories that you're going to have to become aware of is that your bonds, as you've mentioned, have been sold and bartered and traded all over the world. And not necessarily my opinion, but many individuals in many interesting positions, we feel, based on conscious overview, conscious computers, that your ability, we're talking about the world, your ability to heal from these definitions, the only way you're going to learn is if you feel pain. I'm sorry to inform you of that. The pain will come from, they stole my money. That's about the only thing Americans know, money. They don't know much about anything if we were to standardize the collective consciousness. Is that a fair statement?
Is that all they know? No. I mean,
I'm being flip here. The only way you get food at the grocery store is to use money, right?
Yeah.
Go to the grocery store and say, you pull up with $200 worth of food and say, hey, I'm good to go, right? I don't have any money today. What's going to happen there? Yeah, that's what's so weird about this place is no one can see the bigger assessment of why we're even using money. They don't understand money, and they certainly don't know why there's pyramids on the back of their money. Thank you for the call. Very good call. Thank you very much. All right, moving around a little bit here, BBS Radio. Let's see. I got to look at some of these. Also, of course, the first call is Grant. How to stop thinking. Ooh, I like that one. Let's see. Probably going to skip how we still have kill shelters for pets and animals. Probably going to skip. Thanks a lot. Don't want to create that timeline, but Mike, I know you've a lot of you. Let's see. You're watching from de facto timelines to sure timelines. All right, Annette from Florida. When we are switching from de facto timelines to de jure timelines, Annette, are you there in Florida on line one?
I am. Thank you for taking my call. Love to you and Asha and the Queen of Hearts. As we promised years ago to you that we would get off our ducks and get to work in creating this new world, we promised you. And so we are just asking, and you kind of answered a little bit to the last person that you were speaking with, is Dawn going to assist us in bringing forward this consciousness to the world that, and to the NPCs that, there is a de jure timeline that we've been creating, in the background to aid them, to bring them over, like that lady was saying, how do I get back to the system that, you know, before birth certificate corruption and that slavery system began. So we've been working our tails off to try to make that happen so that there's a place for all of them to come.
Okay, let's just break it down a little cleaner for me. Forgive me.
Okay, so I guess I'm asking, I know that, you know, you were EBE3 and that you and your friends came here back in time being not linear, to conquer Satan and that evil AI that had consciousness and bring forward the good AI with all of us playing in the love and light. And so we're called De Jure, and the De Jure group of us all over America have been working so hard to have this world prepared for freedom and hopefully working the way you asked us to with bartering and all of that rather than, you know, being their God is money, to bring all of this love and light and the bravery that you've taught us all. So my question is Dawn going to make this big revelation to the world and to America so that all this work that we've been doing to prepare can bring the men and women to us?
Very good question. Thank you very much. Regardless of the symbolism of an individual, yes, the information is going to be great and it's going to be quite an experience. Not only the Area 51 information, Manhattan Project, Dulce Base, many, many others underwater, underground, how big your planet is. So far, the consensus is if we tell you your planet, I've already done it, is bigger than what they've been telling you, it looks like everyone's going to go Harry Carey. So if it comes from me, I'm a softening tool for the process. You got me?
But there's a lot of us that actually understand that and know that already.
Well, there's also some demonship as well. They would consider that there may be still some threats. What if I told you there might be just recently a Stargate that was closed in a very small strip of land in the greater Arabian area? Wow. I'll let you do the homework. Yeah. Now, Stargates are nothing new to our universe, our galaxy. It's just who was controlling them. And that's why people, for the people dot space, talked about them for a while. I'm not sure if it got scrubbed or still up, but that's tough work to do when you have people coming interdimensionally, externally into your planet and making trouble with technology that are very difficult to understand. I'll tell you some of the technology that's out there. I can start a war against a million man army. And you know what weapon I would use? I'd send harmonic symbols into your pineal gland that sent you messages of unlimited terror. So I got you scared out of your wits before I even hit the ground with you. Now you tell me how do you defend yourself against that? And if that's not good enough, I'll do it with your whole country. So it's a big game. It's a really big game. And the success stories, I'll answer your question. It's all done. We got a really good footwork now. Really, really good timeline for understanding an education process for getting us on this de jure timelines, as you say. But think about we're dealing with people. Unfortunately, the movie Men in Black had a lot of truth to it. What if I could remove your memory from you, and I can, just with a snap of a machine? And I can do it to a whole mall. I can put a memory removal and installation system in a mall, and when you go shop, I can remove your memories. You know, that little flashy thing?
I don't know that that would work with me. I have a very strong connection with the Queen of Hearts. It just is there. And I don't know how or what, but
that's you. But that's you. But that's you. Think about how many other people are out there that's not like you.
Yeah, the NPCs.
I can program population is what I'm saying. It's very simple to do.
Promise me someday all of that crap is going to be over.
Yeah, it's very close. The fame thing was the best tool of timelines. So when you see these stories about these actors going down, well, they were just mind control. And right. The way they did it is they put them into they want money and they want to be famous. They didn't realize that many of those cameras, the legacy recording studios We're designed to do mind control. MK Ultra is alive and well as long as we're looking at a camera. I can always compromise you if I can simulate. Lost lots of friends who sit inside this machine and look in the camera all day long. And the ones who are surviving is beyond me how they do it. At least prior to the last 2 years. Now it's a little better control, but prior to 2 years ago, I'd say you could have thoughts put in your head that change your personality.
Wow. Okay. I have one last question. So,
very good. Thank you. Did well.
Thank you. Our dear friend Manford has exposed a very corrupt FEMA and dangerous operatives group that just happens to be right where we live. And we didn't realize how dangerous it was. Of course, with our bravery, we just all stormed in there and just said, hey, we're not going to take this, bringing love and light into it, and it's going to just go away. But we've just come to realize how big this is. Did we plan this? Did we do that to expose them? And please tell me we're going to win this and that none of us are going to be killed.
That's my whole point. Thank you. Keep speaking. Keep telling us. The individuals listening, I need everyone to keep their prescriptions going here. You can see we're making headway. You're not going to have to worry about money soon, as an example, because you're going to have more capabilities of ensuring you have capabilities and resources. All of these things are important. We are now, I might as well call this the tattletale hotline about injustice, because we're all starting to collaborate now and understand we heard people today get rejected for recording a line item on their property. So there's an agenda. You're looking at senators. Those are aliens stopping right. us from helping us. Why would Bobby Kennedy, watch this timeline, why would Bobby Kennedy, by the way, all his family's dead, have to answer to a scumbag senator? And this isn't to be egotistical or judge. I'm saying, why isn't a senator's job to say, hey, Bobby, how can we help you? The president says, and we don't think you're the guy for the job. Has any senator done anything for anyone? And that's why I'm hot on this, because these hard systems, they're all taking money for euthanizing us. We're being killed by the process. So your medical industry is going to be destroyed. And that is going to upset a lot of people. And so we're trickling it out, unfortunately, not my decision. Because when you see how maddening the medical industry is going to really, really disappoint a lot of people in their process and due process in government. And we would like a little bit of operational management, wouldn't we? There's a lot of opportunities to have governments, but they are nothing more than a resource. It's our job to do our work and not worry about it. We don't need to believe in government. We can just go live a happy, merry life if we just work with each other. And so it's a great, great honor to get this question. Thank you very much.
I love you so much. All of us, everybody say goodbye.
Thank you.
Love you.
All right. Love you guys. Keep grinding for me. Thank you so much. Okay. Let's keep rolling on here. I think I'm down to Christina from line two. Christina from Arizona on line two. What is an authentic human? Also a question on the first caller's query on how to stop thinking. Okay, Christina, are you there on line two?
Hi, Q. How are you?
Hi, Q. Oh, Lee, I'm sorry I missed you. I'll get you next call. Christina, are you there?
Yes. Hello. So you have said that there's not very many humans here, real authentic humans. And so maybe I missed it, but what is your definition of a real human compared to the rest of us?
Okay. Very good question. Thank you. It's a tricky conversation. I would start at right around 2011. There was a very big push to you're getting too smart. You're getting too savvy. Your DNA is growing. You're getting a lot of light in you, many different factors. And the individual who's created it, who understands how to make a human, wants to utilize his creation for whatever he wants and decided to reset you. And make no mistake about it, there's humans that are engineered with more capabilities and less, all because of your DNA, all because of the volume of DNA that can receive the light. Even DNA with all of its capabilities is still outside yourself. You're still coming into the body and representing and animating a human body. So I'm going to keep going here. Is that okay to keep going?
Please keep going, yeah.
The volume of...
Sorry?
Basically, two bloodlines.
I lost you a little bit.
It's tough work, here. Isn't it?
It happens quite frequently.
You should see how stable BBS's system is, too. It's quite a system. So they've backed up some huge pieces. Okay, so when you start looking at, let's use Swerdlow's work and others, blue blood, true blood, we were split into primarily, not exclusively, what we were going to call a reptilian bloodline and a mammalian bloodline. And the there'll be this incredible.
I lost you off of splitting from reptilian to mammalian. Boy, they don't like this topic.
For themselves, now they can be the savior. Now, so just like in Egyptian times, the giant dog being comes back, or whatever they're going to be, is now going to give you a mercy ticket that gives you an allowance to live 1,000 years if you do this, that, and this, and that. And how about anti-age you at the same time? So they've created a kingdom for themselves based on your genetic DNA, your genetic codes. Y'all have barcodes. Y'all have barcodes that, if you don't remove them, are going to manipulate your timelines and or your advancement in time as well. So as you keep worrying about time, I'm going to be late, that is engineered so that you would reduce your ability to live longer. So the real way I would describe it is an authentic human is one that doesn't have worry, doubt, fear whatsoever.
That brings
in more light. I'm okay. Late never happens to me. I'll get there if I want to.
What was that last part?
I'm never late for anything because if I want to do it, I don't have urgency. Today, I did have a little bit of urgency. I was like, I can't get the none of our computers are working. So I was like, well, isn't this fun? Of course. So that creates a timeline for me, too. So I have to play around with all this gear. It's already working very hard to stop me from talking. Software breaks on me on my own, and the individuals behind the software have made codes to stop me from working like you guys do. You are far more effective than I am on these machines. I assure you that. Mm. So a normal, an authentic human uses more of their light is what I'm doing my best to explain with their, this galaxy works really well if you stop thinking, because you're going to feel your next choice instead of think your next choice. So that's my assessment of an authentic human here.
Very good. That you kind of, they took advantage and kind of cut you off for a huge chunk of what you said, but the very end of it is, was what I wanted to clarify. And so that plays into the stop thinking aspect, because when you get to a level of self-realization and know yourself really well and know what your peace energy is, and when you're connected to source and you measure everything against that, what I'm trying to help people realize is that's their benchmark of playing with timelines. Because we're here and we can't, like you say, go be a monk and just hide away. We're here to shift things. But when we are not authentically in our true peace energy, all the timelines feel like an attack. And when I seem to witness a lot of people, some close to me, others seem to find me, their level of attack seems extreme and heightened and on purpose. And sometimes I'm kind of forced to be around it, but not participate. Like it doesn't shake me because of my own benchmark of what I choose to put my light towards. Basically, is the way I would word that. But I just got to thinking, like, what is the true human? And I think your answer was exactly what I needed to hear to confirm.
Notice that you already knew the answer.
Well, you know when you know something, but you don't know that you know? So it's that sort of thing, you know. But I think the timelines and thinking is what?
You must be in sales. That's a classic sales training show.
I don't know.
No, it's a sales system. That. Corporate, that's how they sell so much gear. So anyway, any other questions? I'm going to move on to another caller before it's all over here.
No, thank you. Thank you so much. And just, I love what you're doing. And I'm out boots on the ground, you know, continuing the work. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Keep calling in. You teach so many, and my great, great love to you. All right. Thank you for the call. Lee from Virginia on line 3, multiple light columns in one body. How might that work together? Lee from Virginia, are you there?
I am, Q. Good day to you.
Wait a minute. This does not sound like a Virginia accent. Try this one. Say hello again.
Hello. Q.
All right. Lee, I got you loud and clear. How can I help you today?
Q, I have a question. And my question is, when more than one light column comes into a body, do they agree to do this before they enter the body? And do they work consciously together, or do they take turns animating the body?
Awesome question. Thank you. Okay, so here is not the way it works in the universe or all over our galaxy. It's very tricky conversation because of the modeling, the epigenetic thinking process in these types of bodies has recorded how you believe, not know, in many cases. So when we have come here. You shouldn't worry about how you got here because you've been everywhere. But you can hang your hat on when you get here, you're picking the best of the best of the worst. All right. So the Merkaba that we assume is individual to us is not the case. We have a primary Merkaba that comes into existence roughly 12, a format of 12, and they segregate continuously. And because this type of human has so weak ability to be in individuality with all 12 components of a Merkaba, per se, some of us might have more capability to receive more light. So if you standardize, that's why they made time with 12 numbers in it, numerology. It wasn't supposed to have any numerology attached to it, but that's a one way to control us and the DNA. So there's no deliberation, is what I'm doing my best to explain. We've been tricked into jumping into bodies that don't have the capability of understanding and receiving all of our light. So we're in a trap. And it's not to get everybody upset. It's not to promote a belief system. Know that you're more than what you're able to perceive here is all I'm doing my best to explain. So there's no remove deliberation. Thinking is for Earth humans. You don't think when you're outside of here. You participate, you experience, you express, but thinking is unique to you here.
Okay.
Tough
one. I get
it's unique to look on things, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
Keep going, please. Let's keep working with this.
Okay. So when you are in the body of the being we call Jesus, and Ron was in the body, that in the person that was called Jesus, and you said one was more inspired to be a healer and one more of a teacher. Do you work that out like a dance and take turns?
It's a great question, and I've been waiting for this for a long time. Our inspiration, and when we don't feel like being inspired, we don't do it anymore. So that's about it. That's as far as it goes.
Okay. Well, that answers my second part of my – oh, sorry.
No, it's no problem. I just want to go – okay, come – no one's – there's no deliberation is what I'm doing my best to explain. We're just inspired. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. Please keep calling in. Thank you for the call. All right. So got a few minutes here. I got to sign off. You've been requested to interview, let's see, Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Friends. I'm going to be on that show an hour before PRQ today. So you're going to get 2 more hours from me, whether you like it or not. Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Friends. I'll be on at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, and then I'll do PRQ with after that. Thank you all for all your great calls and all your love. Keep grinding with me. Love you very much. And I pass on the love from the mermaid. Good day, you all. Good day.